This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Chris Wiley from the Roseburg Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So we wanted to check in as we keep in touch with folks around the community that maybe we don't see anymore particularly, but wanted to know what's going on. And of course, you found some unique ways to keep folks involved with the library.
Yeah, and we're still status quo with that. We're excited to be able to provide drive-up service every Thursday from 3 to 6. And we connect with folks that way from a distance. People can place holds on materials themselves on the catalog online, or they can give us a call, 492-7050, 492-7050, and we'll handle placing the holds. We get everything checked out ahead of time, and then Thursday between 3 and 6, people drive up to the main door at the library. It has been incredibly successful. Last week, we had 93 vehicles pull up.
Wow, that is really good. I know that's a lot more than when you started out, and that probably means the longer this has gone on, people miss the library even more.
And that's what we hear. They're so happy we're providing this service, but they can't wait to be able to come in and browse and use the library as they used to.
And, of course, behind the scenes, you're still processing books and doing all the normal library things. Talk more about the online systems and how those work. Some people maybe have not accessed them before and don't really understand what's available online through the library.
Absolutely. And I was just at a meeting with our cloud library partners, virtual meeting last week, where we talked about how libraries are approaching electronic books differently. Those folks in closer to the metro area, we're talking Corvallis and Salem and Clackamas County and Albany, they're seeing a huge uptick in their electronic use. We haven't seen that large of an increase, so we are still purchasing physical materials and providing drive-up services that we're able to handle as a smaller library. They aren't. But with the electronic books, we have another way to connect with people. It's digitally, and people can use their apps on their smart devices, or they can go on the computer and stream this material. Thousands of audiobooks and ebooks. It works basically like a physical book. It's most often one checkout per user, and then you have to place a hold on the item. We do have quite a number of popular materials, though, in our cloud library platform that are pay per use, and the library pays that fee, and then anybody can check those books out. We're talking things like The Boxcar Children, which are really popular for kids, and the Sherlock Holmes adult books, I thought, were especially popular for adults. So we have the cloud library platform, and we also have OverDrive, and people recognize to go system through the Oregon Digital Library Consortium that's been around for years that people had with the Douglas County Library System.
Are you seeing online, is it more for kids' books than it is for adult reading?
Actually, it's the opposite. We have more adult use than we do for children. And I think that's been a trend over time of trying to get children to have that tactile learning, perhaps, that's shifted now because people are home and you may not have access to physical material. And so we're really pushing the digital resources that we have. We're really excited to announce that we got a grant from the Ford Family Foundation to expand our digital collection. And we're focusing a lot on those items that are heavy use and have a lot of holds on them. And those are primarily very popular best-selling books for adults. But we are focusing a lot of these resources on children's materials, including the Oregon Battle of the Books materials for 2021. We're adding material to the OverDrive collection as well as Cloud Library. And I really encourage people to use both platforms. OverDrive has a deeper collection, a larger collection, but you wait longer typically. Cloud Library may not be as strong, as large of a collection, but you don't have to wait as long for those popular materials.
And in doing this right now, are the online materials, is that all more on the new side, or do you have some of the classic reading resources, classic books that are available online too?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kyle, because we have focused our collection for adults on the popular best-selling ones, the people, the ones that we know here are checked out all the time. We're giving people another avenue to check out those popular books. But for children in particular, we want to get them some of the classic books in audio format. We think it's a great way for families to get together and enjoy literature. So things like Roald Dahl, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, Artemis Fowl is just coming out in movies, so we got that audiobook. We looked at audiobooks that were read by very popular actors, so Meryl Streep, Glenn Close, those famous voices. We've received those books or have those books in audio format. And people can see the narrators when they look at those books, open it up, and you can see who's reading it. You're going to recognize a lot of those names.
Wow, that's fascinating. Other things going on that people ought to know about for the library?
We continue to work behind the scenes getting those new physical books on the shelves. And so it's important to know that it's taking longer from our vendors. Of course, this virus pandemic has really turned everybody upside down, including our book vendors. So it does take quite a bit longer for us to receive the materials and then process them. So we are asking folks to just continue to be patient with us. We are buying new physical materials. We have the drive-up service. You can place your holds. It may take an extra couple of weeks to get the books, but you're on the list. You will receive those items.
And if you want to come and use the drive-up checkout, explain more about the process, what people need to do.
Absolutely. Go on to our library website, rosebergpubliclibrary.org, and go to the catalog. You're going to log in with your library card number. Don't use any spaces. And the password is your phone number, including the area code that you use to register your library card. You can place materials on reserve that way. You're not going to be able to browse very easily on that, but you're going to be able to search, and you can search by subject or keyword or title. We certainly can help you with that. If you're looking for some particular items that are having issues, give us a call at 492-7050.
Is there
Place those items on hold, and then staff behind the scenes is gathering all of those. On Thursdays, we check them out ahead of time to everybody because we have a touchless transfer of materials. Between 3 and 6, you drive up. We have chalk markings. We have signs. If people have their phones, they're going to call us. Some people end up yelling out the window. We get that information on who these folks are, and then we put materials in the trunks of vehicles, or we put them on a cart, and people have to step out, maintaining social distancing that is really important right now. Then we do have our book drop open, and so you can return materials on Thursdays. You can return materials 24/7 because our outdoor or outside book drop continues to be open.
And I wondered as well, is there an email address if people have been on the website or if they've got questions, maybe they'd like to try to access staff that way?
Yes. We're at library@cityofrosebergpublic.org, and that's library@cityofrosebergpublic.org. We continue to issue library cards. That's been a big question for people because they have a little more time in their life and want to do some reading. And so we facilitate that through email. What we're asking people to do is to get our library application form on our website. That's rosebergpubliclibrary.org. Fill it out, take a picture of it, scan it into us. We also need to see a picture of a photo ID with current address. And then if the person does have to pay for a library card, we're asking them to mail that in or drop it off in our Dropbox, check or cash. And so we facilitate all of that through email or phone with people. And it's worked out really well, and we continue to issue cards daily.
Very good. Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library, staying busy even though the library is not open. Chris, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.